talk about. Hello, guys. I'm with Kyle Waffles. Say hi. So we're talking about life today, and the most struggles in life that I have are school. Like, I can't even keep it up. Like, school, really? School is just a hard, it's very hard. Especially when you're, like, almost gonna be in 8th grade. And you're 13, and you have to do a lot of work, especially keeping up with your grades to go to 8th grade, gives me so much stress and anxiety. So what about you, Kyle? What are the most struggles in your life? Are you there? Sorry, there's some technical difficulties here. He's not quite answering. Are you there? Oh gosh.
Hello, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Oh, hi, Kyle.
Hi.
Okay, so I was just talking about life, like all the struggles I have. So yeah.
See, one of my struggles are keeping up with sports and all that kind of stuff, which is pretty hard because every week you have to go to basketball practice and sometimes you don't want to go and stuff.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's hard.
I have some friends that go to basketball and they have to, like, go there to their practice every day. And, you know, they struggle a lot.
Which is very stressful for me.
Yeah.
Because with homework and stuff, you need to make room for that.
Yeah, especially I'm in middle school and I'm 13 years old. And I'm almost gonna go to 8th grade. And I have to keep my grades up sometimes. And I have clubs, too, that I have to keep up. And it's pretty hard.
Especially clubs, I mean, sometimes I do have a club, it's called AVID, and the club can be very frustrating. I take it after school because our teacher does it. So after school, you know, my parents are sometimes at the town where I can't go because it's 1 hour away here in Hawaii. Because yeah, it's weird, and then I have to leave early to catch the second bus, and you don't get the full experience, basically.
So, yeah, especially with friends, like, I struggle with friends a lot. Whenever I go to clubs, they say, oh, why aren't you spending enough time with me? Because you're always gone all the time. I have to go to my clubs and especially finish my test and, you know, assignments and stuff. And I don't have much time for friends that much. And it's really stressful. So,
yeah, sometimes, you know, in weekdays, I make room for my friends during at night. So, you know Fortnite, the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, me and my friends play that every weekend till, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. We get so tired the next morning. And that's probably, like, the only time I get to spend with my friends during the weekend because family and all the other important stuff that I need to do.
Well, yeah. And I also, like, especially with, like, stuff that I have to do at home, like chores, and like I have to clean the house sometimes when my parents are gone. I have to clean the dishes when they're gone, or sometimes my mom's resting 'cause she kind of has depression, so I have to like do some stuff for her. And my dad has work all the time, and I kind of have to like, work and when he's gone, yeah. It's pretty stressful.
I do have chores. My room is kind of messy right now. It's like shoes, clothes everywhere. I also need to make room for that because my mom also works every day. Now she's at work till like 11 o'clock,
Oh.
and she usually comes back at 1 a.m. And my dad is a real estate agent, which he has to go all over the island to meet people for business and stuff, which is pretty stressful. And I do have siblings, but my siblings usually hang out with their friends, and I'm just here alone at the house and stuff, which is pretty.
I'm never usually in the house alone, because my mom says, "Oh, if you go to the house, if you're like staying in the house alone, I don't really trust you because you open doors for everyone, and I really don't do that." But she thinks I do that. It really gets me.
Yeah, life is hard too.
Yeah.
Like a couple of a month ago, like, so wait, off track here. I'm actually not from America. I'm in America right now in Hawaii, but I moved here, and life was hard while moving here. When my stepdad met my mom, we basically like want my stepdad wanted us to come to Hawaii where he lived, so we processed all of that, and we went to Hawaii, which was hard for me because all my family is back at the Philippines,
Oh.
which is kind of rough. So I go there every 2 years, which is it's a pretty long time away, if
Yeah.
you ask me.
And it might be also stressful, like going there a lot, and 'cause I'm from Puerto Rico, and like my mom keeps on saying, "Oh, let's go to Puerto Rico." No way. I have to do some assignments here and clean my room or something. Do something important than just go to a vacation with you
Yeah.
guys. It's really stressful. I don't like it.
But you don't want to overstress yourself too much, though.
Yeah.
That vacations are like one of most ways to relax.
Yeah.
I just need time to like relax and think about nothing, you know.
And I also have a dog. He's a little tiny dog. And we need to take care of him a lot. And he always stays in the house all the time. And that's why I don't want to go to a vacation and leave him alone. Because he. First of all, you might get depressed and be alone. And when I come back, he might not like trust me anymore because he might think, "Oh, she's gonna leave again. I don't even trust her anymore." And I stay with him 24/7 just to give him love and affection. So yeah.
Yeah, pets are also another way to like relax, 'cause pets are like cute and stuff,
Yeah.
and you like cuddle with them. It's also fun playing with them.
Yeah.
And leaving your dog to go for a vacation is kind of bad.
Yeah.
Because your dog will be scared, and food is also another problem, which is a really crucial problem. Because if you guys go for like a week and the dog doesn't get fed for a week, that might be a really big problem. Health issues and stuff.
And my biggest fear is, even if I go to that trip to Puerto Rico, I'll find him like dead in the floor with no food or anything. So that's why I stay at home and not, you know, go with my mom to the vacation. And yeah.
Yeah. So where I live in Hawaii is very, very hard because just a couple of weeks ago, a storm hit Kauai, where I live, the island where I live, and the island got really affected, which brought the military here.
Oh.
Because the flooding broke the road.
Oh my gosh.
Swept it all the way to the ocean.
Whoa.
So half of my classmates are off stranded on the other side of the island, and I'm on the other.
Whoa.
Which is pretty hard.
Yeah, that must be hard.
Another problem in Hawaii is in the Big Island, which has a volcano which is erupting right
Oh,
now.
gosh. I've heard of that.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, you know, life is hard. So, yeah.
Yeah. So. Really hard. Also. Life is very hard, very, very hard.
Yeah.
Now I'm moving to a new house, which is actually our house, which we own now.
Cool.
Which is pretty good.
I live in Pennsylvania. It's really quiet here where I live, my neighborhood. I call this, it's a little town I live in, Pennsylvania. I call it the sleepy town because you barely hear no one. You barely hear, like, screaming, people, like, shouting.
Yeah, in Hawaii, Kauai, I live in a street where everyone's super friendly and helpful. And when I moved to this house at first, we had neighbors coming, bringing us cookies because they were welcoming new neighbors, which was a good thing for me because I ate all of them. And it's hard since this is a smaller house. We can't fit most of our stuff in here, so we put it on the garage and stuff. It's tough, man. Tough, very tough.
Wow. Well, thanks for, you know, doing this podcast. I really appreciate it. Thanks for talking with me about life.
Okay. I got a question.
Yes.
Could we shout out, like, social media stuff on this?
Sure.
Okay, follow me at Kauai_Kyle. I just need followers, really.
Okay, follow me at Paola, Paola, Cintron, Cintorn.
Okay, so, I'll follow you. Okay,
on Snapchat. Do you have Snapchat?
Yeah, okay. Bro. Okay. I have Snapchat. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.